The news out of Virginia reverberates across the country, but nowhere more than Columbine High School. That's near Denver. On Friday, the school will mark the 8th anniversary of the shootings that claimed 15 lives there. Frank DeAngelis was Columbine's principal on April 20th, 1999. He is still there today. And for him and all of the people at Columbine, watching Monday's events unfold was tough.
What went through my mind was reliving what had happened at Columbine, and really brought back some very vivid negative memories for me. And I know I did receive some emails from graduates, students who were here in 1999.
And how are those former students doing? I wonder if they've been able to put what happened at Columbine behind them.
The class that I really worry about are the members of the class of 1999. They left about a month after the tragedy. They graduated, and so they did not have the support that many of the other students had that returned to Columbine High School. I heard stories. They would tell me that they would be sitting in a class, and all of a sudden their professor would talk about the tragedy at Columbine High School, and these students would have a meltdown. And, you know, they didn't know anything about post-traumatic stress disorder or triggers that would trigger emotions. And so I worry about that group.
I guess, you know, it's also near graduation for people at Virginia Tech. What would you say to them as they're going out into the world? And would they face a similar kind of problem out in the real world where they feel alone? And
right. What I saw happening within our community, and I'm sure it happens in any situation in which a tragedy occurs, is students really did not want to talk to their parents. I think there were so many of us that took on the attitude, we appreciate you caring, but don't tell us, you know, how we feel. You weren't there. You weren't locked in a room with a gunman next door. You were not shot at, and you did not see dead bodies. So don't tell me, you know, how I'm feeling. And I think there was almost some resentment. And I imagine the same thing will happen at Virginia Tech. As they go out, the advice I would give is to seek professional help. I would not be sitting here as principal of Columbine High School if I did not have the opportunity to talk to professionals.
It's been 8 years, and I know that every anniversary, the anniversary is this Friday, every anniversary you close the school.
Right.
So what you're saying is 8 years later, it's still a part of your life there in Columbine.
Right. I tell people a piece of me died on that day. I feel the best way to pay tribute to the 13 who lost their lives and the 20-plus who were injured and all the people who were impacted by that tragedy is to not hold school.
You know, after these tragedies occur, there's a lot of soul-searching. There are a lot of people trying to make something good out of this. In other words, learn something and change things for the better. And given the fact that there was this mass shooting at Virginia Tech, does that say to you that we haven't learned a lot as a nation?
Right now, that is the thing that's weighing on my mind, but it's reality. But I guess on a more bright outlook is the fact that since Columbine, there has been many attempts or many plans that have been foiled as a result of what happened at Columbine. So I think there have been some good lessons learned, but the point that we have not been able to drive home is what is causing so much hate in these people's heart or so much disregard for life. And that's, I don't know how you teach that lesson. It's more than what's going on in school. It's what's going on in our society.
Well, Frank DeAngelis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's the principal at Columbine High School, Frank DeAngelis. Friday, the school will be closed, as it always is, to mark the 8th anniversary of the massacre at Columbine High School.